Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have with us Glenn Feeder, who is the president of National Trade Productions, which runs the covering show. How you doing, Glenn?
I'm fine, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for being with us. So you've got, about 2 more weeks, and then everybody that's interested in tile and stone goes to Chicago. And are you ready for the show?
We're ready. We're ready and we're excited. It's been a tough year, but we're expecting a lot of people at the event, both on the exhibiting side and attendees.
Yeah, now this show in the last several years now has been rotating. It's in Orlando and then it's in Chicago. Last time you were in Chicago, you actually had quite an impressive turnout, didn't you?
Yeah, we had record registration for that show, and we had a couple of key segments of the show floor really produced for us, one being the architects and designer segment, which happens to be strong just geographically in the Chicago region. And one of the reasons we went to Chicago was to try to build some additional attendance, some new buyers, some different segments, and then build on that momentum going forward.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I mean, Chicago is kind of a center for the design community, both on the residential and commercial side up there.
Yeah, it's just a much more densely populated business community pretty much all the way around. So that was of interest to us from the standpoint of getting a little bit of something different from Orlando. But certainly we focused on the architects and designer segment because that was something that was a priority for us at the time and continues to be.
Yeah. Now, I know there was another big show for flooring in February in Las Vegas called Surfaces, which attracts, I think, more dealers and doesn't focus as much on the architects and designers. But their attendance was off about 31%, down to about 24,000. Do you think that's an indication that your attendance might also be a little soft this year?
Yeah, I think trade show business in general is off, and we produce, as you know, several different events across many different industries, and we're seeing a softening, and that's no news. We're dealing with an economy right now that's affecting everybody, and I'm sure coverings will be affected as well, but what I like to tell people is that it's still going to be the single trade show and the trial and stone event in the Americas, regardless.
Okay. Well, since we're 2 weeks out, I think everybody has already probably gotten their tickets, and they know they're going, but they're probably spending some time right now trying to figure out what they're going to do starting either Monday night or Tuesday morning and running on through the rest of the week in Chicago. So why don't we talk a little bit about the highlights of some of the options for them?
Sure. We're excited about the conference program, as we always are. It's a free program, which we think is unique. Delivers a lot of valuable content to the attendees, and we like to think that we specifically customize it to the segments that we're trying to speak to. So Tuesday morning, we kick off with Ken Simonson from Associated General Contractors of America, and he's going to be looking at how the economy is affecting the construction industry, some ideas on how contractors and installers can ride this thing out. And that's a track specifically for the installers and contractors that morning.
I was curious. Now, is that going to be broad enough information-wise? I mean, are you targeting that just for installers or contractors, or is there going to be enough like economic forecasting in that for it to be interesting to almost anybody?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people will probably attend that keynote that are not installers and contractors, but there's a spin to it that's specific for them. And what we try to do with the keynotes is drive that kind of custom message so that each of the segments feels as though they have somebody representing their side of the business with specific detail that they can benefit from. But yes, you're right. A lot of people are going to be interested in the construction industry, what's been going on, and where it might be going forward.
Okay. And what else is on deck?
Well, that afternoon, we're running two keynotes a day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that afternoon, we've got a really interesting opportunity to sort of take a view of moving a city toward Olympics. And we've got the lead architect for that Chicago effort, who's going to be moderating a panel, explaining a little bit about the ins and outs of what goes into luring the Olympics into a city. and then trying to connect some of the dots related to the design and construction of some of the venues using tile and stone.
Okay, so Chicago is competing to get the Olympics in 2016.
That's right.
So they haven't gotten it yet. They're just in the hunt.
That's right, and have been for some time now. It's quite a lengthy process, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Right. All right, so you're going to have some of the key people that are involved in that process, and they're going to be speaking.
That's right, and a panel discussion Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
Then Wednesday morning, for the distributors and retailers, we're going to have Jonathan Trivers mm-hmm. on deck, and he's a specialist in retail and is going to help people with how to best connect with their customers despite rapidly changing tastes and economies and just all that's going on right now, so that they can help them be at the forefront of new products and trends and keep their business relevant and thriving.
Okay. So you got Trivers on Wednesday, then you've got, let's see, Mayor Daley?
Yeah, hopefully. He's been invited. You know how those guys go when it comes to speaking engagements. He has been to the show in the past. In 07, he helped us kick it off and said a few words in the foyer between the two halls. So he's got a good track record for us. We're hoping that he will be there on Wednesday afternoon to talk to us a little bit about sustainability, and I'm sure he'll tie it into the Olympics and all of the rest of his experiences in Chicago. But we'll have to see if he can work that into his schedule.
And then on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday again, two sessions, or two keynotes, I guess I should say. The first in the morning is for stone and fabricators. And in this industry, on top of the fact that we're having the economic challenges that we're having, there have been a series of, I don't know if I'd call them attacks, but certainly questions about the safety of granite countertops, and this is an issue right at the forefront of the entire industry. So we wanted to take it head on, bring in some experts on the subject, and put to rest exactly what was going on with this this product, sort of straightening out some of the rumors, and then giving people an idea of how to go forward and using some of the scientific information about granite safety to explain what's going on to the customers so they can best manage the situation.
How are the people who are saying it's not safe, what is their argument?
Well, it's fairly technical, and I don't know how much basis, in fact, there is. It's sort of just a bunch of rumors that have gotten out of control, is my impression.
Okay.
But that's exactly why we're having the keynote,
right,
to put those to rest and sort out what's fact and what's fiction, so that everybody can be better armed going back out with exactly what's happening and hopefully quell this whole situation, because there's no safety issues.
All right, so you've got, looks like you got a good mix. So you got something for the contractors, something for the retail, something for the design community, municipal planning, a lot on deck. And that's just the keynotes. I mean, you have, as people are trying to plan their schedule, I guess they can go to coverings.com and look at the whole full-blown seminar series, right?
That's right, and it's well over 60 sessions led by some of the industry's finest and brightest. And I don't want to leave out one other keynote, too, on the green directive. That's one of the areas that's a growth area for the industry, and as I'm sure you understand, a growth area for pretty much every business in the country. And we're going to have Kendall Wilson on board to talk about the top five reasons to design green. And he's going to use some examples of some of the work that he's done around the country to show people about sustainable ideas that they can apply to design. So that's an area of growth that we're excited about, too, and that rounds out the keynote lineup. The other thing that we're bringing to the table that's unique to this economy is surviving 2009 track. And that's where we're going to be enlisting the help of a number of corporate financial planning type people, retail consulting and training folks, and just basically tile and stone experts, both internationally and domestically, to help give people some tools to bring back with them to ride out this storm and position themselves better for 2010.
All right, Glenn, it sounds like a big event. And like we say, it's 2 weeks away. It's at McCormick Center in Chicago. I'm trying to think. I don't guess you have a weather prediction for Chicago yet, do you?
It's going
to
be sunny and warm.
Not quite Orlando, but it's going to be Chicago's a great town because it's got a lot of energy and a lot of great restaurants. So should be a good event.
And it's got a good business climate, too. And if one of these speakers actually on Surviving 2009 is Donato Grosser, who most people know is an expert both domestically and internationally on tile and stone. Mm-hmm. And something he shared with me about a month ago in his statistics and research on the construction industry was that the Midwest was the least hard hit of all the geographic regions in the U.S. So we're hoping that that translates to not only some, you know, great nightlife and a beautiful venue in McCormick Place, but some business being transacted that might just take people by surprise.
Right. So it starts on Tuesday morning and runs through Friday, and the exhibit hall is open on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, it's been good talking to you, Glenn. I appreciate you getting with us this morning and helping everybody plan for their trip to Chicago in 2 weeks. We've been talking to Glenn Feeder, who's president of NTP, National Trade Productions, who's in charge of coverings, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.